How to improve English vocabulary? What are the best ways for learning new vocabulary and keeping them in our mind? Read this article carefully to learn perfect tips to improve your English vocabulary. Imagine you want to learn a new language, for example, English. What is the first thing you will do? Most students, even advanced level students, begin by learning new English vocabulary and words using mobile applications. Books, online language courses, or websites such as YouTube. In a student's mind, learning new words is the most important step in learning a language in order to improve English speaking, grammar, and vocabulary. As a student of English, it's necessary to learn new words. However, it is not okay to be obsessed over the number of words you can learn. After all, it's not about quantity. How many English words should I learn? The obsession over the number of words has become a standard for choosing English books or English courses. They usually don't know how to improve English vocabulary by reading English books. Imagine you go to a bookstore and you see three books. One, the first book teaches you 1,000 new words and it has 100 pages. Two, the second book has over 2,000 new words and it has 70 pages. And three, the third book teaches you 2,000 new words and it has 120 pages. Which book will you choose? Well, the more the merrier, right? Most students would definitely prefer the second option, as it teaches more words in fewer pages. The same is true for courses. I've been teaching English for over 12 years now. And the number one question students ask me is, how to improve English vocabulary? And how many new English words will I learn by joining your English course? What do you think about this? Do you think the number of words you learn is the single most important thing about learning a language? If so, let me introduce you the best book with which you can dramatically improve your level of English. Dictionary. If by learning more and more words you can learn a language, why don't you just read a dictionary? I'm sure you would agree that it's not a good way to learn English. Do you know why? Because to learn the English language effectively, and by effectively, I mean to be able to communicate, you need to focus on six aspects: vocabulary, grammar, reading, writing, listening, and speaking. Unfortunately, most students focus on learning new English words all the time without paying attention to their other skills. This is why one of the most common questions students ask me is, I know many English words, but when I want to speak in English, I cannot use any of them. They don't know how to improve their English grammar, vocabulary, and speaking together to take their English to the next level. Now, in this article, I'm going to talk about this problem and I will show you how to improve your English vocabulary and learn new words. Active versus passive English vocabulary. How to improve English vocabulary by using active and passive words correctly? Well, the reason why you learn many words but you cannot use them when you are trying to speak or write in English is because the words you have learned are not active. Active? What does that mean? The words you memorize can have two different forms in your head, active or passive. What are active words? Active words and active vocabulary are those you can use to make sentences while you are writing or speaking in English. While on the other hand, passive words or passive vocabulary are the ones that you cannot use to make sentences. However, if you see them in a text or if you read them somewhere, you will recognize them and you will know the meaning. Now, I have a question for you. Which one's better, knowing 1,000 passive words or knowing 100 active words? Well, if you know 1,000 words but they're all passive, you won't be able to speak. On the other hand, if you know 100 words and you're able to make sentences using those words, you'll be able to communicate in English. Therefore, learning a few active words is more effective than learning a high number of passive words. Or let's put it this way, focus on quality of the words you learn, not quantity. Now that you know the difference between active and passive vocabulary, how can you activate your passive vocabulary? How to improve English vocabulary by learning new words and make sure they are active and not passive in your head? Don't worry, I'm going to show you 5 steps to learn new English words and improve your English vocabulary in an active way, so that you can use the words you've learned in order to communicate in English. What are these 5 steps? Let's have a look. How to improve English vocabulary in 5 steps. Step 1. Keep a personal dictionary for new English words you'll learn. This is a very simple yet effective step in learning new English words. Have a notebook or a notepad and write down every new word you see, hear, or read. By using an online dictionary, write down the meaning of the word too. Have your dictionary with you all the time. Let's say you learn 3 new words, crime, punishment, and law. Your dictionary should look like this. Word number 1, crime, meaning something someone does that is illegal. Word number 2, punishment, meaning make someone suffer because they have done something bad. Word number 3, law, meaning an official rule in a country. A very important note. Most students usually stop here. They just make a long list of new vocabulary, but, as I explained earlier, this will make the words passive in your head, and you'll never be able to use them in order to communicate in written or spoken English. To make these new English words active, there are 4 other steps you need to take. Step 2. Make example sentences with the new English words in your personal dictionary. Knowing the meaning of a word is not enough. You learn new words in order to either express yourself, writing and speaking, or understand others, reading and listening. To do so, you need to know how to use the new English vocabulary in a sentence. Make at least 3 sentences for each new English word you have added to your personal dictionary. How to improve English vocabulary by making example sentences with new English words? Here's what you need to do. You need to make at least 3 sentences for each new English word you have added to your personal dictionary. This can be done based on your level. If you are a beginner student and you're not sure whether your English sentences are correct or incorrect, you can use the examples provided by the dictionary. For intermediate and advanced students, I highly recommend making the examples on your own. You can also mix it up, use a couple of examples from the dictionary, and make a few examples on your own. Now, you know the meaning of the new words you've learned, and you know how to use them in a sentence. What's next? Step 3. Learn how to improve English vocabulary by learning English collocations. What? What is a collocation? A collocation is a group of words that are often used together. In other words, a group of words which often sit together in a sentence. For example, take the word crime. Crime is a noun. Can you name some adjectives that you can use with the word crime? Do you know what verbs I can use to talk about crime? The verbs and adjectives that can be used with the word crime are collocations of this word. But there are too many words in English. How can we know the collocations of these words? Well, don't worry. There are many online collocation dictionaries that you can use to find out which nouns, verbs, and adjectives can be used together. Osdic is my favorite collocation dictionary. If you go to Osdic and search for the new words you've learned, you can see its collocations. Write down some adjectives and some verbs that collocate with the word you have learned. Then, make example sentences using different adjectives, verb, and noun collocations. Mix them up and be creative. By now, you've learned the new word and have added it to your dictionary. you have written the meaning of the word with some example sentences. In addition, you've written down some collocations. What now? Step 4. Use each new English word and its collocations to write paragraphs. This step is similar to step 2, in which you make example sentences. However, this time you're not writing single sentences, but you are writing a mini story using the word and its collocations. And that's it. Oh wait, we missed an important step. Step 5. Review the new English words in your dictionary periodically. You cannot expect to learn a word by just reading it once. You need to review the new words you've learned from time to time. However, instead of reviewing by reading the words and their meanings, which can be quite boring, review by reading the paragraphs you've written in step 4. In this way, you will review the word, its collocations, as well as its use in context. So don't forget, review the new words you've learned by reviewing the paragraph you've written in step 4. The conclusion of how to improve English vocabulary. Learning English words and improving your English vocabulary is an important step in learning the English language. There is no doubt that without words, we will be left speechless. There will be no communication without words. However, learning English words is one out of six things you as a language learner should focus on. Focusing solely on words will lead to a big issue. I can't speak even though I know many words. Learning words is important, but what is even more important is learning how to use the new words in communication. To do so, the words you learn should be active and not passive. By following the 5-step plan I discussed earlier, you'll be able to learn new words in an active manner. Learning new words is important, but learning how to use the new words in communication is even more important. Of course, following these 5 steps will be very time-consuming, and therefore, you'll learn fewer words compared to traditional word-learning methods. However, remember that it is not about quantity, but quality. Knowing 100 English words and being able to use them in communication is much better than knowing 2,000 words, but being unable to speak. Bottom line, there are no shortcuts in learning. Spend time, be consistent, and have the right strategy. You will succeed 100%. See ya.